Hold my phone for me. Hold my phone for me.
I had somebody tell me that if I didn't dress decent, I wouldn't go to heaven.
Well, have you read 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3?
No. Only
if you only love God, if you don't know His word, I then how can you
word.
Follow Him? You said you haven't read those still.
I do know His word.
Okay.
He brings me to it when I need it.
Okay, well, if you're of God, you read His word all the time, you follow it, and you obey it. See, Jesus says, if you love me, you keep my commands. And you just said that you didn't want to keep some of His commands.
Because, that's not true.
Because you want to dress the way you want to.
That's
I'm not
true.
Bringing up dress. I brought up a whole list of them, and you picked out the dress. See, that is a command for women, since you brought it up. 1 Corinthians 11 tells a woman she has to cover her head. 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3 tells a woman to wear long dresses or robe-like garments. It's a command. See, if we live in one willful sin, we'll be left outside the gates of heaven. So you've been told some teachings in God's word. And if you don't go looking for them, and somebody else has already tried to warn you, apparently, and you're pushing back against God's word and the teachings in it. Yeah, I'm trying to be, I love you. If you're supposed to be my sister, I'm trying to encourage you to go deeper, because do you belong to a man-made religion, a denomination or anything? You don't go. Nowhere. You don't even go on Sundays.
No.
Okay, well, that's good. Then
do you know why?
What?
Because that man-made religion?
He made it. Man made it. Not God.
I know. That man-made religion dropped me on my ass.
Well, you're not speaking like a Christian right now. If you truly have been transformed, your mouth is going to change. See, you were shaking your head when I was talking about all the external obedience that we have to have. It's not just in your heart like you were showing. It comes out in our fruit. James says, faith without works is dead. No, I'm going to keep talking about the Word of God.
Time
I'm not going to time out. No, because
time out a second.
James says,
faith
without works is dead. Ma'am, you came up to talk about things, and you've been pushing against things that are taught in God's Word. And I'm trying to teach you what that is. And if you don't want to listen to it and you want to roll your eyes, that's fine, ma'am. You can go on your way.
I'm going to
go
back to... The world was destroyed
under Noah because... Okay, you're pushing back. I love you, okay? And I'm just going to warn you, you're in great danger, ma'am. You're pushing back against the commands of God. You just used profanity and you didn't even say, oh, I shouldn't have done that. You didn't repent of that. It's part of what's coming in your heart. You just said what's in your heart. And what came out of your mouth? What does Jesus say? What comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart, right?
To the truth of God.
So you gave the gospel tract back. You didn't want that. That's fine. You can go to our website, don'tperish.com. Check that out. And if you have a change of heart and you want truth, we're here to help you, ma'am. I hope you have a joyous day.
Loving our neighbor.